Stir up, we beseech thee, O Lord, the wills of thy faithful, that they, more earnestly seeking after the fruit of divine grace, may more abundantly receive the healing gifts of thy mercy. Words, my friends in Christ, of the collect of today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Given today's gospel, which speaks about the Last Judgment, and the end of time, perhaps we would expect that the collect of today's Mass would allude to the end of time and to the Last Judgment. Or perhaps we might figure that knowing this is the end of the Church's liturgical year and that we're going to begin the Advent season next Sunday, we'd think that, well, perhaps there might be a sense in the collect of winding down and a little bit of a note of tranquility. But far from it, instead of this, we find in the collect for today's Mass a call to activity, a petition that God stir up our wills to do something in order that we may more abundantly receive the healing gifts of thy mercy. We pray for more earnest seeking of the fruit of divine grace. This note of activity. We have to do something. Now, there's a wonderful expression that the people have started to use over the past two or three years in English. They'll refer to a young person, generally a young man, as a slacker. As a slacker. And the connotation of this phrase is that this is the type of young man who kind of takes it very easy, doesn't have much of an ambition in his life, maybe spends a lot of time in front of the television, doesn't really care to work very hard at school or in getting a good job. He likes the easy life, perhaps likes to drink and run around, but really doesn't like to accomplish too much or apply himself very much in this world to do what he should be doing. We can see the image of the slacker in front of the television set watching the game on a Sunday afternoon, drinking his beer and so on, and sort of slacker heaven. Now, the collect for today's Mass, I think, makes it clear that we are not supposed to be spiritual slackers. We're not supposed to be lazy when it comes to the spiritual life. And there are two enemies, or rather two failings, that we can fall into. The first is tepidity, and the second is torpidity. They sound somewhat the same, but they're different. The connotation of tepidity is lukewarmness, that we have no zeal in making the choice of the right course for our life. Our Lord speaks of those who are tepid or lukewarm as being neither hot nor cold. And he says, I will vomit you out of my mouth. I remember as a kid being really struck by what a strong phrase that was. That here our Lord was saying that if we're neither hot nor cold, he's going to vomit us out of his mouth. So that's tepidity, no zeal in making the choice. The second is torpidity, whereby we have no enthusiasm or we wish to, having made a choice, we don't want to put too much effort into carrying it out. We become a spiritual slacker there. That this torpidity is something that's in the will. That we're trying to, we get tired of pulling on the oars and making the effort. We get tired of the struggle, and it becomes easier for us to drift. Tepidity and torpidity. Now, what you have to remember is that our foe, our enemy, does not relax. that the devil is not tepid and the devil is not torpid in his approach toward us. The priest at the end of every day recites the office of Compline, part of the breviary. And that begins every night with the line, brothers, be sober and watchful, sobri estote et vigilate, because your adversary, the devil, goes about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour, whom resist ye strong in the faith. Every night we get that reminder. It's a warning. It's easy to get off guard. It's easy to become a slacker in the spiritual life. Your mind gets dull. Your will gets flabby in doing good things. Eternal truths lose their sense of reality for you. They become something afar off. And earthly things become more important. And your values shift when you become a spiritual slacker. And you forget that our Lord says, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, and all these things shall be added unto you. And this has deadly effects in the spiritual life. It is difficult for the slacker to regain his former spiritual attitude, precisely because of the tepidity and torpidity and the indifference. Exhortations or warnings or friendly reminders, say from parents or friends, these fall on deaf ears. Or certainly warnings from the priests about the danger of being a spiritual slacker, of being tepid and torpid in the spiritual life. And you see this in people as a priest and a pastor. That there's the attitude that, I've heard this before. Or that, or people become resentful when you try to encourage them to do the right thing. The sleeper hates being awakened. It's easy to be tepid and to be torpid. So we've said that this is the term slacker is something associated with lazy young men. But ask yourself in your own spiritual life, if you have become a spiritual slacker, look at how you practice your religion. Do you have the attitude of the slacker, whereby you've heard it all before, and you find it so very difficult to move your will to do what you should do? Today's gospel and next Sunday's are a reminder that you will be judged one way or another. So if you found that you have slid into this state of spiritual slackerhood, what should you do? You start by praying to the Holy Ghost to move your will to do the right thing. In the sequence, the poem that is chanted after the epistle on the feast of Pentecost, there's this beautiful line, this petition to the Holy Ghost, that bend the stubborn heart and will, melt the frozen, warm the chill. In other words, those who have been cold, who have become cold in the spiritual life. The fire of the Holy Ghost, we petition the Holy Ghost to melt this coldness. And if you have, on examining your conscience today, you discovered that you've become a spiritual slacker, pray to the Holy Ghost. And pray to Him with the prayer to the Holy Ghost that we all learned as children. And say with special fervor that part of the prayer against tepidity and torpidity in the spiritual life. Beg the Holy Ghost, enkindle in me the fire of thy love. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.